The body of Ryan Cox, a Marine private who died in a friendly fire incident in Iraq earlier this week, is scheduled to arrive at Dover Air Force Base today. The 19-year-old's death has stunned friends and family members in his South Central Kansas hometown, but it hasn't shaken their belief in the war in Iraq. Frank Morris of member station KCUR has this report.
Derby spreads out on the flat plains just south of Wichita, a tidy working-class community surrounded by acres of corn and ripe wheat. It's full of pickup trucks and ranch-style homes. In front of one, a faded American flag hangs at half-staff. Inside, Alan Cox, his red Marine Corps cap shading heavy, sad eyes, proudly shows off pictures of his late son Ryan as a cute, grinning toddler, grade school kid, teenager, and grim-faced soldier.
He was one of the best sons a person could ask for. He was a great kid. He lived life to the fullest. Whatever he could do, he tried to do the best at.
All members of Ryan Cox's family describe him as determined and dutiful, but anxious to make people laugh. They say he had lots of friends. He wanted to follow his father into law enforcement. In sports, the 6'2" Cox focused on track and, according to coach Marty Hunt, honed a team-leading technique in the high hurdles.
When some people go over hurdles, it looks like a struggle. And Ryan was just fluid. He just flowed like water right down the track.
Robin's still here. I'll ask her.
Cox's mother, Robin Hamilton, works at the Daily Newspaper in nearby Wellington, Kansas. The small storefront business is decorated with almost a dozen yellow ribbons and four American flags. She's been working hard this week, desperate to keep busy, after three Marines came to her door first thing Monday morning with news that a non-combat weapon discharge had killed her son.
And I remember looking at the captain and I said, "You mean friendly fire?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am." That's pretty much the start of my week. And it's been a nightmare since then.
Hamilton wears a badge bearing a picture of her handsome, square-jawed son decked out in his dress uniform. The accident has left her and others in the family resolute in support of the Marine Corps and the war in Iraq. Stepbrother Matt Norris.
He did die doing what he wanted to do. And he was in support of the war, so I'm in support of anything defending our country, too.
Before setting his sights on the Marine Corps, Ryan Cox had hoped to attend college on a track scholarship. This week, Robin Hamilton established just such a fund as a memorial to her late son. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.